On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26, Mahikeng 31 grade. Afgevaardiges het begin aankom vandag 1 van die ANC se nasionale algemene raad in Boksburg. Dit vind plaas te midde van groeiende besprekings oor die party se leierskap opvolgingsplan vir die volgende ANC konferensie in 2027. Anders as Mogobo berig.
Council will examine progress on party's renewal, the effectiveness of government programs, including local government interventions, as well as economic priorities and ongoing socio-economic reconstruction efforts. ANC spokesperson Matlengi Pengumutsiri outlines the key areas of focus for today's program.
Top of the agenda today is the political overview that will be presented by the president when he opens the NGC.
Meanwhile, outside the venue, some staff members have staged a picket over unpaid salaries. Anastasia Mogobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Boksburg.
In ander groot nuus, 7 mense is vanoggend dood in 'n botsing tussen 'n bakkie en 'n motor op die N12 tussen Ogies en Emalahleni in Mpumalanga. Owerhede sê een van die voertuie het beheer verloor, van die pad geloop en in 'n aankomende baan beland wat die botsing plaasgevind het. Woordvoerder van die provinsiale departement van gemeenskapsveiligheid, Moet Mamusi.
The investigation into the crash by RTMC, the police and the department is already underway. The MEC for Community Safety Security and Liaison, Mr. Jegima Sia, is once more urging motorists to use the road with a heightened caution at all times to avoid tragedies such as this one.
Verkeersbeamptes sê het intussen landwye padblokkades net voor die begin van die feesseisoen verskerp. 229,000 voertuie is binne 6 dae nagegaan. Die padverkeersbestuurskoöperasie se woordvoerder Simon Swanee.
More than 620 unroadworthy vehicles have been discontinued, while more than 720 public transport vehicles have been impounded for violating their permit conditions. This comes ahead of the peak in festive season travel, which is expected to start over the coming weekend. Authorities have adopted a no-nonsense approach.
Die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag het vanoggend aangekondig dat die Steinhoff-saak tot volgende jaar uitgestel is. Die saak teen Evan Shelbert is tot Januarie volgende jaar uitgestel. Hein Odendaal en Steen Grobler moet ook terselfdertyd in Februarie volgende jaar weer in die hof verskyn vir 'n pleit ooreenkoms en onderhandeling. Nog nie sê die buiteland president Cyril Ramaphosa of egter president Donald Trump van Amerika sê dis duidelik dat sy Oekraïense ambtsgenoot Volodymyr Zelensky nie gereed is om die vredesvoorstel te aanvaar nie. Gesprekke tussen die twee lande se onderhandelaars het die naweek in Miami geëindig met onopgeloste vrae oor sekuriteitswaarborge.
I have to say that I'm a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. His people love it. Russia is, I believe, fine with it, but not sure that Zelensky is fine with it.
En ten slotte, 'n kroeg in Nieu-Seeland het sekuriteitskamera beeldmateriaal gedeel van 'n ongewone klant, 'n baba pelsrob wat die besigheid binnegedwaal het. 'n Video op Facebook is geplaas wat wys hoe die baba pelsrob tussen die tafels en klante binne die kroeg ronddwaal. Die rob is deur 'n veldwagter opgetel en vrygelaat op Rabbit Island. Ek sien September meer nie om 12:00 of besoek jacarandafm.com en klik op news.
5 minute oor 11. Wou hy die mense rob?
Ha!
Hey! You got that, eh?
Sure, very fast.
Okay, done. Shout out. Wat was hy story? Die slinkse rob.
You know what I mean? Sure.
Did you blog it? No.
Not yet.
News and Sport Checker and FM. Skelm. Wou die mense rob? Listen, coming up, a chance for you to win. I'm so excited, Lotto Star. Thanks for our bags of money. This morning's winner on Martin's show is very excited. So we're going to bring you another exciting winner after this.